It's 844. This is WHYY in Philadelphia. You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Four public schools are set to close at the end of the school year in the city of Camden in New Jersey. This week, the Camden City School District Advisory Board said the schools were in disrepair, enrollments had declined, and they said money is not there to make it all better. Camden has seen some of its other public schools close as charter and renaissance schools have taken root in recent years. A public outcry to save public schools is being met with a level of compassion from New Jersey's new Commissioner of Education, Angelica Allen McMillan. WHYY contributing reporter April Saul has been following all of this and joins us this morning. Hello, April.
Hi, Jennifer.
April, it's got to be a tough time for the community and families who now have to send their kids to other schools. And you say this change with the schools closing has roots in New Jersey politics. Can you explain that for us?
Sure, Jennifer. In 2012, the state passed the Urban Hope Act, which kind of opened the door to a lot of charter schools, specifically Renaissance schools, coming into the city of Camden. It was an agenda of the local political machine as well as Chris Christie. And as those Renaissance schools proliferated, they took students away, siphoned students away from the traditional public schools.
And charter schools are really not for every student, right?
Right. Charter schools are supposed to offer something different, you know, kind of a niche thing. And in Camden, when the Renaissance schools came in, they're run by corporations that are not based in the city. They basically went head-to-head competing with the traditional public schools. So it really wasn't what charter schools were supposed to be.
And I'm thinking that some of those schools, too, sometimes they don't really meet the needs of some special education students, right?
Right. Charter schools are really judged by their test scores and by their finances. And to be fair, they really can't afford to take in many kids that don't do well academically, because if their test scores are lower, they'll become extinct. They'll go out of business. But yes, in Camden, they're kind of not known generally for being good with special education kids, whereas some of the schools that are closing, especially Sharp School, has a program just for autistic kids that is really, you know, much appreciated by the community and very successful.
Yeah. Well, families are upset about the planned closures, and I'm sure you can tell us why. Paint a picture. I mean, they have to revamp on how they get their kids to school safely, for instance.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, in Camden, it's a poor city. A lot of people don't have cars. You know, siblings walk other kids to school. Part of this plan involves repurposing a couple of elementary schools into middle schools, and that's upsetting to parents too, because then suddenly their kids are now going to multiple schools and can't help each other, like, walk to school together. The superintendent said at the board meeting a couple of nights ago that they would pay for courtesy busing for all of the kids affected, but then that sort of flies in the face of, you say you don't have the money to keep the schools open. Where are you going to get the money to bus all these kids? There's almost 1,500 kids affected.
Yeah, and the state's Commissioner of Education, Angelica Allen McMillan, she spoke with some folks this week and said something to the effect, no promises, but she's going to look into circumstances that are leading to the four schools closing. What can she do?
Right. Well, it's really up to her. I mean, it's really up to the state. You know, 2 years ago, Education Commissioner Lamont Repelet came to Camden and took a look at Veterans School when Veterans School was threatened with closure and decided to save it. And, you know, and I think the Murphy administration has been committed to helping the traditional public schools in Camden stay alive. So it really is up to them. And she met with, Superintendent McCombs yesterday, who's calling for the closures, and CEA President Keith Benson, who's opposing them. And Keith told me that, you know, he expects to get a fair hearing from her. There's no promises been made, but I think there's hope for the public school advocates that now these will be looked at, and you know, clearly they will tour the schools, show, you know, the state that the schools are in, and mm-hmm. you know, make decisions accordingly.
Okay, and we have about 45 seconds or so. You know, Camden has not had a fully elected school board in years. Some members are appointed.
Right.
Camden school families, I guess they really don't get to be represented through the school board. That must feel very disempowering.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Camden is a place where people do feel disenfranchised. I mean, besides the fact that they're really, I think, the last community in the state that doesn't have control of their own school district. I mean, you know, their police department, you know, went from a city department to a county department. And right now, when the superintendent makes a decision like this, it's a unilateral decision, and it doesn't go to a vote on the Board of Education like it would in other towns in New Jersey. You know, mm-hmm. She basically says, this is what we're going to do, and they are allowed to react and, quote, advise, unquote, because they're an advisory board. But no, you know, mm-hmm. it's slowly, I think we're slowly making our way in Camden back to local control, but, you know, it's not there yet.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, WHYY contributing reporter April Saul. Thanks for your reporting.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer.